Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up, never shut up, never shut up.
Good morning, everyone. Today is March 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Rose Kress, and today we've pulled Bouncing Off Clouds. So this is yet another song from the American Doll Posse album from 2024. This is the third song on the album, and it's an interesting song because Tori talks about like writing all the time, and one of my really big takeaways from this song as I was reading about it was she says, like, if you're a creative person or you're creating things, you need to be creative every day. Do something creative every day. Like, set aside an hour for your creativity. And she talks about walking down the street and writing things in her head, and, you know, of course she's playing the piano every day. I mean, you don't get that kind of mastery if you're just not playing. Anyway, so she talks about being creative every day, and I really take that to heart. I'm trying to be more creative. I spend a little bit of time every morning just writing on something. I don't know what those will turn into, and it's longhand because I actually like to write longhand. I mean, I'll write on a computer as well, but I do like to write things longhand in long form. It's just kind of, there's something different about it, and sometimes, well, no, I was going to say sometimes words comes out that you don't expect there to be there, but I've written enough, very much enough on a computer to know that, you know, if I'm just writing, things just come. Anyway, so do something creative every day. That's the first part. So in looking through the lyrics for this song, I think that this is a song that Tori likes to play when she's feeling good, but I might actually amend that to this is a song she likes to play when she's feeling good, but also wants to feel good. And I think in 2022, she started, you know, she was playing this song at every show as a two-part opener with Juarez. And what's the key point in this song? Make it easy. Make this easy. It's not as heavy as it seems. So whatever it is that we're going through, how do we make it easy? How do we come to that place where it's not as heavy as it may seem? Then she says, wrapped in metal, wrapped in ivy, painted in mint ice cream. I always thought the lyrics were painted in, but she's saying paint it in mint ice cream. So some things that are, you know, there's an aspect where they're wrapped in metal. So there's an aspect of things that you're not going to be able to change, that, or if you do change it, you're going to have to work really, really, really hard to change those things because it's metal. That's metal is not changed. I mean, for the most part, it's not changed easily. I mean, those of you in metallurgy might give me a couple of examples of like, well, yeah, if you do this or you do this, but metal isn't often changed easy. And sometimes metal, look, I work at a pool, and at the pool, if it's metal, it's rusted. Like, that environment, and everyone's like, oh, well, it's so humid. I'm like, well, look, Oregon is pretty humid a lot of the time, but like, this is a consistent humidity level that never changes. And we're talking like 70% humidity level. It's just always humid in there. So metal is challenging to change. And sometimes if it rusts, it gets locked into place. And then, you know, a sawzall is your friend. But then she says wrapped in ivy, and, you know, ivy is easy to change. Ivy you can cut through. Ivy you can pull off. So some things, there's an aspect to them that they're wrapped in metal, and there's another aspect to them that they're wrapped in ivy. And then she says painted in mint ice cream. Like, apparently, I think Tori's favorite ice cream is green mint ice cream. I got no problem with that. I really love mint chocolate chip ice cream as well. So I'm on the same page, but, you know, like, let's paint it in mint ice cream. Let's bring some sweetness. Let's bring some flavor. Let's enjoy whatever it is that we've got going on. Let's enjoy this. Let's lift ourselves up. It's like the Five of Cups card from Tarot. It's, you know, you can focus on all the things that are going wrong, and at the exclusion of all the things that are going right, or all the things that are good in our lives. It's a part of it is how we look at things. I mean, yes, look, I'm a person who has MS. I'm just discovering about myself. Like, I've been working on my 100-mile swim this year. And how's it going? Well, after a month off from being sick, because I had to take a month off. I swam 3 miles last week. So I'm going to try and swim 3 miles again this week because I've got time to make up for. But one of the things that I noticed, there was a couple months ago, I had an issue where, like, I was swimming and I was just about done and I was dizzy and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was trying to figure out, like, how did I get to that place of being dizzy? And in the moment, I thought it had to do with food and that I hadn't eaten, I hadn't take enough and in enough calories to adjust for the action that I was into, that I was engaged in. And then my next working hypothesis was that it had to do with my neck, because I do have a pretty severe, I mean, I tore ligaments in my neck. And so I was like, oh, well, it's got to be partially because of that, or maybe it's that altogether, and that I need to be swimming breaststroke to start. And if I'm swimming the breaststroke, then I'm not going to have that issue because the breaststroke tightens the muscles up because the way I have to hold my blood, blah, 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 all of that. I think my current working hypothesis is that even though I'm exercising in the water, so I'm submerged in the water and it's 82 degrees, 83, which, you know, I mean, that sounds like, oh, that's kind of warm. But then you get in it, you're like, oh, that's a little chilly. My newest hypothesis is that the reason that I'm getting to those places is because 82, 83 is too hot for me, especially with a swim cap. But I have to wear a swim cap because it's just a pain in the butt with hair to not wear a swim cap. It's the heat of the water, and my head gets really hot when I'm swimming. And then if I push myself just a little bit, then I get dizzy. I'm overheating. So I say that just to say it because I thought it was interesting and in how we can be working on things in our lives. And you know, it's important to maybe continue on the track that you're going down and maybe not stop doing the things that you want to do, but take each piece of new information and apply that to the situation. And maybe your hypothesis, not a theory because it's not tested fully, but your hypothesis about what you're working with can change over time. But also, I say that to illustrate that I am somebody who, you know, it's an uphill battle. Like, that's exercise in cool water. So you can imagine what it is like when it's hot outside. Like, if it's just hot outside, I'm exhausted. When I'm at work in the summertime, I have to have a fan blowing on me almost 100% of the time because I'm overheating. I pour ice cold water on my head multiple times during the day in the summer because it's just hot. My other option is to just be home in front of a AC unit. And I don't want to be that person. I want to be the active person that I am. I love being active. I'm the person that's like, exercise? Let's go exercise. Oh, you want to move your body? Awesome. I want to move my body too. Like, I love doing that. So being in a body that is really constricted a lot of time by pain and constricted by a disease that basically prevents me from, you know, like, I can't go on these long hikes and I can't wear a backpack. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to join my buddy Carl as he's, you know, hiking the Continental Divide or hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. And I think that's amazing. Like, I would absolutely love to do that. And I also know that I absolutely could not do that because it's just where my life is. So I can focus on that, or I can focus on, like, hey, look, I work at a pool. I get to be in the water a lot. I get to move and exercise in water. If it gets too hot, I can just put on a swimsuit and get in the water and cool myself off. In the summertime when it's rec swim, I get to run the rope swing for kids and cool myself off. So whatever struggle we're in right now, whatever limiting factor is at play in our lives, and there can be many, but whatever limiting factor is at play in your life, in what way can you make it easy? What way can you paint it in mint ice cream? The other thing I thought that was really interesting about this song was that it's not really, like, there's not really a verse chorus structure. It's just a lot of the make it easy. We could be bouncing off the top of this cloud. We could be. I'll put on my silver. We could be bouncing off of the top of this cloud. Or if you're a Tory fan, it's cleed. Failure to respond, but I did. But did you listen? Bouncing off the top of this cloud. The other thing that happened this week, last week, you know, we heard from Kate Middleton. And, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter to me if that was a fake or AI or whatever. I have such, like, I thought, oh man, this song really does, in a way, apply to that. I know what it is to have a family member going through cancer. I've seen it all too often, and I've lost far too many family members to cancer. You know, I have a friend in the community who's going through a really, just, she's going through a battle right now and really struggling and putting on her silver a lot of the time and looking for herself to find ways to make it easy for herself. And my heart goes out to Kate Middleton. I mean, for whatever reason, if that wasn't her, there's a reason that she didn't want to go on camera. And I felt so bad for her. I still feel bad for her that here she is going through an illness that is just, I mean, it's just atrocious. I've been watching it since the 80s. I've been watching it since my grandpa when I was a little kid, and watching the various different forms and the way and the treatments and how the treatments, I mean, chemo's not easy. Some people breeze through chemo. Bless them that they can breeze through chemo. And some people, chemo, you know, puts them in the hospital. They're down and out for weeks from a chemo treatment. I mean, there's so many different kinds of chemo. And I've worked in cancer care, providing yoga for people. And so for her to be literally forced into saying something about what she's obviously trying to keep at home and quiet. I mean, I have to wonder, you know, like, she's gone through this, she's gone through the surgery. It's like been what, almost 3 months now that we haven't, you know, quote unquote, seen her. I have to wonder, like, were they just trying not to tell the kids? Because they're like, you know, I mean, when you have young children, you don't want to burden them with that. And, you know, you can't just like, oh, well, mommy's sick and mommy needs to lie down and rest and she's just really ill. And, you know, like, that's one thing. But like, oh, well, mommy has cancer and cancer can, you know, cancer can kill people. And oh, and by the way, your granddad has cancer too, and his is not going well. You know, like, all of these things, you have to explain them to a little kid. And maybe you want to protect your kids, and I think it's okay to protect your kids. I mean, parents do get to decide what their children learn, whether or not I agree or you agree with it. So my heart just really goes out to her as an individual trying to go through something that's hard privately and then being forced to come out in the open and talk about what's gone on with her. That's really, I think that's really sad. And so for Kate's sake, make this easy. It's not as heavy as it seems. Like, in what ways can we make the really heavy things in our lives a little bit easier? How can we celebrate? How can we bring more joy in? So that's your big lesson today, is how can you bring more joy in? And then in relation to yoga, the obvious thing with this is the seriousness of yoga. Let's just make this easy. Make this easy. This yoga pose does not have to be as hard as it seems. And so when I was thinking, like, well, what yoga pose? I mean, because this really applies to everything, and it's called the relaxation of effort, or the effortless effort, meaning that as you go into a pose, instead of forcing yourself into what you think it should look like, we take a position and we make our way into the shape that is available to us in that moment. And then as we remain in the shape, we relax mental, emotional, physical effort that we are exerting control over, and we allow the body to engage in its own effort. So a really good example of this that can be really hard for most of us and is something that we all need, especially if you are listening to this and sitting down. Bless your heart if you're listening to me talk to you while you're exercising, because I'm not talking fast enough for you to to catch that rhythm. So I usually listen to podcasts when I'm driving. I don't like to listen to them any other point, but bless you if you're exercising to this. But you can come to standing right now, and it might be good to take a break with what you're doing, unless you're driving the car. Obviously, don't come to standing. And then at standing, simply bend one knee and bring the heel towards your butt, and then release the leg down, other side. We call it butt kickers, but you're just bringing your heel up towards your butt. Now, continue doing that, and that's a really beautiful break that will help open your quadriceps, the fronts of the thighs, and your hip flexors, the fronts of the hips, which get tight, and they start to, those muscles start to get shorter because they're in an engaged position when you're sitting down. So bringing your heel to your butt just starts to open those muscles up. A lot of people are really, really tight there. So you're just going to go back and forth like that. Now, as you continue to go back and forth, notice how much effort are you putting into this? Are you like forcing your heel to touch your butt? Are you trying to force your heel to touch your butt? What if you eased off to just an engagement of the hamstring to lift your heel towards your butt so you're not going excessively? Like if you did this 3 times, 4 times, 5 times in a day for about a minute, which I'll tell you, like I do that. It's just a part of the exercise classes that I teach. I end up doing that. Sometimes I do it up to 6 minutes a day. I mean, obviously it's 6 minutes. Those minutes are split up. But if you're doing it at that place where you're not forcing, where you're making it easy, where you're making it not as heavy as it seems, you're not going to be sore tomorrow, but you'll feel a little more open. Your knees will thank you, your hips will thank you, your back will thank you, and your body will thank you. In relation to other yoga poses, there are poses, a number of them, where we bring the heel towards the butt, and then we use the hand to hold the heel or the foot in place so that you've got that full flexion of the knee joint and extension of the hip joint. And as a yoga teacher, when I'm teaching stuff like this, the one of the most common things that I see is people's hamstrings start to, they're so over engaged that they move into a cramp. So if you're doing this on the regular, you're being gentle with yourself and not making it as heavy as it seems, it'll be a lot easier for you. So there's your work for today, what we call butt kickers. Make sure you follow us on the socials, Songs of Tori Amos on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Rose Kress on Facebook and Instagram. You can head over to songsoftoriamos.com, the newly redesigned songsoftoriamos.com. I'm loving the redesign. And there you can find past episodes. You can find links to new episodes, new episodes of other shows like Drive All Night, which just dropped, a revisited Smells Like Teen Spirit. I'm so happy about that. Wish I was driving to and from work this week and next week to just dive into that, but I'll have to make time at home for that. And I will see you tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
when you thought it was safe to go back to iTunes. An old debate resurfaces. Will you choose fear, or will you choose Fox?
Hey everybody, we're so thrilled to bring you our Strange Little Girls season, starting with the first episode, New Age. She's too classy to just scream out the word fucks in the middle of a Velvet Underground song.
Oh really? The woman who screeches hard cock and you can make me come isn't gonna say the F word?
In this episode, we talk to acclaimed Lou Reed biographer Will Hermes.
Tori takes these songs apart, like she interrogates these songs.
As well as conversations with two super fans.
It sounds like fucks to me.
Sure, Jan.
We're committed to getting to know these strange little girls by going into their psyches.
That wouldn't mean anything to you if a horny woman shook out her hair.
It wouldn't mean anything to me, but if a librarian came up to me and shook out her hair at me, we'll find out their names, their stories, their clothes, and through the wonderful talents of Macy Rodman, we'll take a peek into their lives.
We got some of the kids at recess going over the bridge. When you ask them what they're doing over there, they say they're looking for love. I don't know where they're getting this stuff.
Subscribe to Drive All Night, the songs of Tori Amos for our Strange Little Girls season and our brand new episode, New Age. I'm deadly serious. Sick little fox serious. How dare you? Available right now everywhere you find podcasts. Never Shut Up is a production of the Sideways Society. For more information and links to things mentioned on the show, please visit us online at songsoftoriamos.com.
Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up.